You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Mike Tenore. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest and corn planting. Thanks, Mike, for taking the time with us. Producers, I guess, are going to get a little rainfall in our area on Friday evening into Saturday. Tell me about that and amounts and then what the forecast looks like, please.
Well, we do have a couple of systems that will sweep on across the United States over the next 5 days, and that's why we have that area of rain that you're talking about for later on in the week and the weekend. Pretty high coverage of rainfall is expected from that event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then another system on Monday, Tuesday. So by the time you put all of it together into one piece, it looks like around 4-tenths of an inch to 8-tenths of an inch will be fairly widespread for U.S. corn, soybeans, and winter wheat over the next 5 days, with an area of heavier rainfall most likely across the Delta. The Delta really does not need too much more rain. It's been very wet, especially across Kentucky in recent weeks, and we are looking for another pretty decent rainfall there, which may become an issue at some point for their planting and some of their winter wheat development.
What do you think about temperatures, in particular low temperatures overnight over that time frame?
Well, the low temperature situation has been a bit iffy over the last several days, with temperatures falling below freezing from the northern plains through the northern half to two-thirds of the Corn Belt. Now, we'll see another cool morning across the northeast half of the Corn Belt tomorrow. That would mainly be from Champaign-Urbana and points off to the north and the east. But as we move forward, it does warm up a little bit, at least as far as minimum temperatures go, so we don't look for additional freezes and frosts coming up over the next week. Next week, though, we do need to keep in mind that a large system develops in the southeastern United States. That will develop a very large wind flow from the north over the course of the first half of next week, and because of that, temperatures will stay fairly cool from, say, Monday through Thursday, with high temperatures only in the 50s to maybe the 60s at times. But all in all, it doesn't look too warm next week. So whether we have rain-limiting planting or coolness-limiting planting, either one will be in place through around next Thursday or so.
After we get out past the 7 days and, well, at least to May 1, do things change?
They do change, and this is where it also turns a little bit more interesting. We have seen a fairly wild spring thus far with large temperature variations and large rainfall variations, with some areas turning very dry and then turning very wet. But there's been, throughout this entire period, a large upper-level high in the west. That's the same one that's responsible for the drought in California that made news recently. That's going to expand significantly as we move into later next week, and especially for the first week of May. Because of that, we do see a pretty high probability for widespread coverage of above-average temperatures for the first 7 to 10 days of May, and that would include Illinois. Highs should be well into the 70s and 80s, especially to the west of Illinois, as we get later into that period of May. So we don't think that coolness will be much of a factor in about a week or two from now.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mike Tenore is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Helps us wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.